Bringing it in to the center, closing your eyes, allowing your breath to get a little bit softer and fuller. Knowing that you will be able to integrate all of the information and energy of today after we're finished, and perhaps for days to come. Breathing, softening, and feeling the gratitude bubble up from inside you like effervescence. Feeling all of the gratitude for so many things, not just this weekend, but of course this weekend, but all of the things in your life that you have to be grateful for, all of the people in your life that you have to be grateful for, all of this beautiful family of light that comes together, and how we are all dedicated to being in this sacred circle, all of us, as we bring into the world, as we birth into the world, the new consciousness of the new human. And many of us do that through the messages of our guides, our guardians, our angels, the star mothers, of course. And then, as right now, we have the loving and informative messages of Adironda and Cryon.
So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. Here in Indianapolis, we love it. In that energy of flow, Indianapolis is that city that is always moving around about. It's got the racetracks moving around. It's got the center of town moving around. It's got everything moving around about in that order, just as you are moving around about, huh? We've talked about how to acknowledge the divine order in your land, how to acknowledge the divine order in your life. And you can meditate and you can accelerate that. We want to give you a few more tools to work with. Is that all right? We would love to help you see that this time is really a gift. Well, every time is a gift. But this time is particularly a gift of transformation for you. So understand that in connecting to the divine order that you are indeed creating, take a deep breath, because you get to simplify, simplify, simplify. You get to take all those things that you are doing in your world and having this and taking care of those people and taking care of those people and simplify right down to what it is that you are choosing. We talked about how important it is to love yourself and in that capacity that, as the Master Yeshua says, that he said, love yourself, and he said that many times. But what does that mean? What does it mean to take that frequency of simply loving you and allowing that to be the center point for your world? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? Or you, or you, or you, huh? It is about that avenue that keeps that ball rolling in the pure potentiality of you. It is about simplifying everything. And when we say simplifying everything, look around your home. Did you know that if you clean out a drawer or a closet or a room or a garage or anything with the intention of making room for what is new in your world? Something new will come in the simplification of things that will help. It is the law of the universe. The universe doesn't like a vacuum, so you create an opening. Something else, more of your choosing, comes in to fill that up. So then we ask, what is your choosing? When you see that aspect, the next time you wash your dishes, after you eat a meal, do so with intention and mindfulness. As you eat the food, mindfully taste it. You know, in silent meditation retreats, they put the fork down, don't look at anybody, but put the fork down and chew everything. You see, that changes the frequency of what you have been doing. Just like this morning, we asked you to change your style, put your pants on in a different order, but, you know, use your non-dominant hand, and that shifts the energy in your frequency, in your field, so it prepares for a new energy. The same thing happens when you open that frequency to do something new in your world. Is it creates an open space so you can bring in the programs that you are choosing. So as you are washing your dishes, just the simple act of cleansing the plate, give thanks to the plate, give thanks to the fork and the spoon, just like you give thanks to the food when you actually taste it and not gobble it down and get on to the next thing. That's simplification. Give thanks to your clothes when you wash them. Give thanks to the floor as you are vacuuming it or sweeping it. Give thanks to the dust particles that you are sweeping into the dustbin and putting into the trash. For you see, all of that gratitude expands and creates that frequency of flow. That is what we mean by simplification. That you find such joy and pleasure. Have you ever thought about cleaning or folding clothes being a joy-filled energy? There's some woman who makes her whole living by teaching you how to fold clothes by tidying up, A living can be made from anything, But you see, that is her joy. So she simplified it down to one aspect. And that one aspect changes lives. So when you simplify that which you are truly choosing, it will change your life. And as a result, it will change other people's lives. Because, as we say, I've said many times, when you shift, the world around you shifts. It says so right here on our bottle, so it must be true. And in that capacity, in shifting the consciousness of this planet, it is about taking care of the small details that reverberate out. Cleaning one drawer with the intention of making room for that which you desire in your life. Have you ever tried that before? Have you ever accomplished that energy? And as you accomplish that energy to shift the frequency, ultimately that is you. What would happen if your frequency shifted? What would happen if you were took where you are right now? Or maybe you are here, or maybe you are here. Probably at the end of today, you are here. What would happen if you would just raise that bar just a bit? And that frequency in your field starts, you know about the field, if you haven't watched the movie, then why? It is so powerful that that reverberates out and raises the energy as it is indeed coming through. And holding at that space right there to breathe forth and receive the gifts that the universe has in store for you with just simply setting your intention to simplify and allow that divine order to come in. And as you simplify and allow that divine order to come in, you simplify and allow yourself to come in. And as you simplify and allow yourself to come in, everything else starts coming round about. And those things that you don't really like so much, you're throwing them out with that dustbin stuff and saying, thank you for being in my life for right now. I'm ready to move you on. Thank you to your clothes that are being in your life for right now, and some of them you may get to send to Goodwill, or as the vessel Maryland does, to the DAV. You see, the energy of flow is about keeping things all in circulation. It is about that roundabout phase of simplification, bringing honor to what is being simplified, creating an opening for your meditation to bring in the newness of you as the new human is coming in, regardless of whether you're ready for it or not. It is here. That new dimension, that new frequency is here. So then what happens if every step, every frequency, every time you take your shirt off and put on a new shirt and you do it in a different way and put the wrong arm in or the right arm in or whatever the third arm in, we don't know, to put all of that frequency going down the joy and saying, we didn't know we had a third arm. But you see, that energy as it is coming through, it's about learning that this is the time to do things in a different fashion. This is the time to take a step in empowering your life, your existence, which is a gift on this planet, to empower you. And to say, this is what I love, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm choosing, this is what I'm creating, this is what I am embracing, this is what I'm healing. So you can be you. And to be the love that you already are. And to release those things that don't seem like love to you. Oh, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We hope that tomorrow when you come back to Beyond Belief with the Dr. Amber and our favorite Lee, that you will actually learn more techniques that will help you live with this divine flow of the energy, And as you go through tonight, maybe the sisterhood, you are acknowledging that rolling wheel, because the wheel is going to keep on rolling whether you wish for it to or not. So it is just rolling along. And as it rolls, just breathe into the divine ride that it is providing. We know we have touched on lots of different things, but we want to get it all right out into you. Is that all right? It's just because we love you so much. We see you. We know your heart. And we love you even more. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a day of introspection, a day when many are looking inside and seeing, what can I do, they say, to change my situation, but mostly not the situation that's practical, but the one about how I feel. Indeed, the situation right now is being controlled, as you know. This is channel number 2 of 4 regarding joy. And we started it this morning. Finding joy in the midst of chaos is tough. And yet this is what is being asked of so many of you right now. Dear ones, those listening later, I say again, this channel is given in the midst of the second wave of the virus in the year 2020 in the month of July. It is not a good time for many. And what makes it difficult is the unknown. How long will it last? What is next? How can you plan for the future when you don't really know what the future will bring in that groove of normalcy that you normally plan with and for? When you say, I'm going to take a vacation here, I'm going to do this here, I'm going to even perhaps go out and have a good time here, none of those things are in front of you the way they were before. It creates anxiety, even with those who say, well, I'm okay with all of these things and I'm doing fine. I will say that there still is an element of uncertainty that doesn't sit well. It just doesn't sit well with anyone. And so these are channels that would say, well, there are some answers. And those answers on the how to create the joy in your life refers to what I described before, is finding that inner child, which is a memory that you all had. A time when you were a child and worried about very, very little, if anything at all, a time of play and happiness, giddiness, giggles, innocence. It is still there. We have said that that seed of the inner child is the joy. It's the remedy that lurks in there, waiting to be found, pasted upon you yet again for times like these. I would like to give you 4 suggestions. And almost each one of these is eye-rolling to those who work in linearity and logic and don't understand there's something else, the rest of the story. And I'm going to give you that in a moment as one of the 3. Wouldn't it be great to have a situation where nothing changes yet, and yet tomorrow and the next day you can awaken with a peaceful countenance? Not only that, that those around you would see it as well. Now, that's going to be channel 3. I just gave that away. That's tomorrow. 4 things you might try, which many of you are going to say, that's not going to work. Because you really don't understand. There is so much more to what I'm going to give you than it seems. And that much more comes in so many ways. It comes that which is in your innate. It comes in what your body listens to and expects, and it comes from the help from the other side of the veil. What have we told you in the past for 30 years about how your body works with you? You have something called a smart body. This smart body is the part that homeopathy speaks to. It's the part that knows more than you do. It's the part that understands your immune system. It's a part that works with disease. It's like you go on and earn your living and do all the things you do, and the smart body does the rest. That means that there are pieces and parts of you that operate even though you don't understand what they're doing. That is survival. It's built in. It's beautiful. So let's use it. Right now, let's use it. Number 1, it's going to sound too simple. All of these are going to sound too simple. I want you to find positive, peaceful, meaningful affirmations and memorize them. Don't read them. Put them in your mind, memorize them, and state them, maybe three, maybe four. And you do it as often as you need to do, and you start the day with it. You get up and you're feeling horrible. You start the day with it. And we're going to discuss this whole idea that it's an oxymoron, that you sit there in pain while you are memorizing an affirmation that says, I feel great. And people will say, that is just dumb. That's not esoteric. That's not spiritual. That's dumb. I'm supposed to memorize an affirmation that says I feel great when I don't? Yes, that's exactly why. There's something else going on, dear ones, and I will say it again. I'm gonna, as I say, beat this idea so that you're going to be tired of hearing it. The body listens to you. It hears words, and it acts on things based upon your consciousness being the boss. Have you ever thought about that? If you are the boss of your own body and the boss of your own consciousness, how do you tell your body what to do? Do you just like think about it? And the answer truly is speak it out loud. If you start having these affirmations of peace, I am a peaceful human being because I participate in the joy of creation, in the benevolence of a creator who loves me, and all around me that is natural and beautiful. Simple. At the same time, you're feeling awful. Yes. Does it work? Yes. If it didn't, there would not be a plethora of affirmation processes and cards and teaching all over the planet. Yes, it works. And the methodology or the consciousness of the logic of it is that that smart body of yours is listening. We've always said this, always. Your cellular structure is listening. Talk to the cells of your body. Even though you may think one thing biologically and chemically, your body will react to another. That is why they work. Memorize at least three. And say them in the morning, say them at night, say them during the day. After a while, that innate of yours starts to understand that it's a request, perhaps it's even a demand. It starts to chemically change, and when your chemistry changes, your thoughts change. You know that. You know what it's like to feel awful and what it's like to feel good, dear ones. You all do. And you know that chemically you feel a certain way. It's not all in your head. It has to do with how tired you are, or how vivacious you feel, or whether you want to talk a lot or whether you don't. That's chemically. That's not just in your brain. And so affirmations do this for you, and it starts to react into that smart body, and it does the rest for you. Number two, this is not only similar, it sounds the same, but with a twist. All of you have had times where you have laughed out loud at an external source. Perhaps the external source is a great, wonderful book. Perhaps it's a movie you've seen or a video or anything, pictures, fun with the animals that you've had or the memories you've had, whatever it is, I want you to find it and play it. The more time you spend in the things that made you laugh before, the more it triggers that muscle memory of laughter, remembrance, and a good time. If you've had some movies you've really enjoyed that made you laugh, do it again. And you may say, oh, it's not going to work crying. I'll put it on. Okay. I guarantee after a while you'll be chuckling and you'll be laughing. And your chemistry is going to feel it. And the chemistry your body's going to say, well, this is a good thing. I'm going to change. I'm going to change from being worried and anxious and going into disease and unhealthiness, and I'm going to start changing that chemistry. Your chemistry changes when you laugh. Did you know that? Finding joy in the midst of this chaos is not as difficult as you think, but you work at it. Do you want it or not? You work at it. So that's number two. Find a stimulus that in the past has entertained you and made you laugh, and do it again. Find it. Well, Krina, I really only have one movie that's made me laugh in my life. Well, then, get it and play it every day. Because you won't get tired of laughing. Nobody does. Even if you know what's coming, you know. You watch movies again and again because they're entertainment and they soothe your heart. That's number two. Number three is an axiom. And here it is. Cognize a basic truth. There are two parts in this truth. Part one, your body wants to heal. That's survival. Everything in innate is built to survive. Your body wants this more than your consciousness does. So there is a tremendous cooperation that takes place immediately. When you start to do this, the intent of what you're doing is seen by your body, by your innate. Even parts of your consciousness know what you're trying to do. Again, feeling awful, putting these seeming band-aids, the affirmations, the movies, it sees what you're trying to do and then cooperates. In other words, you got a helper here. That helper is the survival instinct of your innate. It wants to laugh. It wants to come out of this depression, dear ones. No matter what's happening around you, you can be peaceful with all things and joyful. Does it help if you're not? That's one of the questions, isn't it? How is that going to accelerate what's going on outside your house? And the answer, it won't. It won't. But the things that will keep you healthier while you're inside your house, I'm giving you. The second part of this, number three, is spiritual. The Creator cares about you more than you know. And when you start doing these kinds of things and finding the inner child and getting the affirmations out, I'll tell you, there's a piece and part of your soul that then sees that you have, with free choice, decided a process that it will now help cooperate with. Did you get that? You have free choice. That is so important. If you had any idea what that really truly means, you have a choice to die early, if you wish. If you wish. You have a choice to stay on the planet, if you wish. But here's the rule that you should know, the rule that you should know. If you choose to find pieces and parts of the Creator in you, if you choose that, the light starts to shine. It really does. The pieces of your soul say, that, look what the human did. The human is giving us permission. Open the door, open the door, open the door. That's how we feel about it. Free choice, open the door, get in there, and help them out. Your guides show up. Your dreams start to clear up. You feel more benevolence around you, and you don't know why. I'll tell you why. Because you did it. You tried it. You showed intent. That's free choice. I can't tell you how much that means to us to say yes. But you have to open the door. That was number three. If any of you want to put these things together numerologically, there's another story. I've told you everything means something else. What does number one mean? What does number two mean? What does number three mean? Number four, force it if you have to. You ever looked at nature? You ever wondered how it can work with with storms and catastrophes, when then the sun comes out, it's almost like nature just works. It just works. It doesn't seem to matter. That's who you are. You are part of the natural occurring earth. You are part of Gaia. You came from Gaia. So if you don't think this works, force it if you have to, because it puts you in the groove. This absolute wonderful groove that you're going to find with nature, where it simply works and survives and comes out and the sun comes out, and you realize later, well, the animals survived, and it seems like a simple Simon thing, but I'll tell you, there is a groove you can be in that is part of that which is your survival with the planet, with your connection with all that is, that's benevolent. And you start to realize, I'm part of a bigger picture than just me. Number four becomes that which is an awareness of you with everything else. When you start understanding that no matter what's happening with your job or with your relationship, or with anything else that is giving you anxiety and chaos right now, all of that pales in comparison to the peace of the creation that you are on this planet and what that means in the bigger scale. 31 years, I have been telling you these things. You're bigger than you think. You're more loved than you know. You deserve more than you have because you don't open the door often enough. And we're standing here with our hand out saying, when are you going to realize how magnificent you are? Number four, well, it becomes realization of magnificence. You're part of the plan. You're part of the earth. All of these things, so much bigger. I guarantee if you do these four, cognizing these things, understanding you have help, the routine of laughter, going things that have made you laugh in the past, affirmations, you'll come out the other side and realize in the face of chaos, you'll say, I am so much more peaceful than I was. The words of peace that passes understanding, meaning you're too peaceful. And people will say, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you depressed anymore? I'm depressed, you get depressed. Well, that's number three. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. How do you then transmit what you're going to do and what you're going to learn and the change in the chaos in your life, how do you transmit that to others? Or can you? Or should you? We'll talk about that when we come back. All of these things are for now, for the time, in this July of 2020, and you know what's happening. We tell you these things in great love, because that's who we are, in love with you. And so it is.